Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
There's a little Texas blues bringing us back. It's Billy, Dusty, and Frank. 17 till. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Hope you check those out and use them to your advantage. Having a great visit with our good friend Karen Kerrigan, original founding member of our Brain Trust, president of the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, SBEcouncil.org. I encourage you to go there and check it out, folks. You'll be glad you did. You'll thank me later. Karen, we desperately need some kind of a report on where things stand on health care reform and tax reform. We can't wait. We need these two things to get done, Karen. We're counting on you to put it across the goal line.
I know, and they would have happened in February, both of them, if I if I was in charge, Jim, and you know that.
Yep.
You know, gosh, it's just, well, I guess if we start with health care reform, that little hiccup that they had in the House really set things back in terms of, you know, where we are in the Senate right now. And, you know, the reports that we're getting out of the Senate, I mean, just some of the, what we're hearing from the leadership in terms of, well, gosh, this is going to be tough. We don't know if we could do this. Like, that's not an option. That is absolutely not an option for small businesses and for our economy.
Right.
These costs are dramatically weighing down small business. They can't go another year with 40, 50, 60, 70%.
Our costs,
cost increases and no choice.
My family's costs have tripled since Obamacare.
Right, right. So, you know, they...
And my coverage has gone down.
Well, the facts speak for themselves in terms of the Senate taking action. And so that's a big push for us this week, Jim, is really to get this back on track. And as I look at senators, you and leadership, GOP leadership, you know, we can't drag this out. This has got to happen.
Where do you think it is right now?
Well, you know, where they are in the Senate, there's still the Senate committee, the health committee, along with the leaders and this little romp group they have working on this, are taking ideas. They're actually pulling in the Republican governors and other governors into this to say, what can we do that's palatable to your state, because there are some issues that impact the state. And it's just moving along at a snail's pace. So from our perspective, we think Trump's got to use the bully pulpit a little bit more,
yeah.
You know, get engaged and start talking about the facts again.
Well, I heard someone say that if whatever the Senate passes, the House will accept. Have you heard anything about that?
You know, Jim, I think, I'm not quite sure. I don't think, you know, I don't think whatever they throw them, they're going to accept. I think it's going to probably be a decent bill. But I believe the House knows they really have no choice, because the Senate, you know, their perfect bill is not going to pass the Senate, right? In terms of getting those 50 votes and then maybe the vice president breaking the tie. So I think it will be a decent bill, as long as it doesn't, you know, do silly things in terms of making taxpayers pay for stuff. The other big thing I think the business community is worried about, you know, is taxing employer benefits, because
right.
From our perspective, expensing is expensing. When you know, this is a cost of doing business, and you can't start going down that path, right?
Right.
Because then that will impact tax reform in terms of where we're going to go with that. A business expense is a business expense, and health care costs, health coverage costs, are an expense
mm-hmm.
for businesses, period.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're pretty...
I agree,
about that.
100%. So, what do you think the timeline is? I mean, don't they realize this has to get done this year?
Well, yeah. I mean, I know that.
Do you feel like there's any urgency over there now?
I think, you know, they're going to start getting a lot of pressure from, you know, both the business community, the small business community, from the White House, from House members, that they have to get things done, that this hemming and hawing of maybe we won't get it done this year. Again, if, you know, they want to hold on to their majority in the next election, they got to show some movement on quality job growth, and the economy's got to show some improvements. And, you know, healthcare is a big piece, Jim, in terms of turning that around. You know, I mean, I think the jobs numbers that came out on Friday, modest at best.
That ought to tell them, are definitely tied to
sort of what business owners are thinking about the future.
That shouldn't have given them any kind of comfort, should it?
Oh, my gosh. I mean, that should basically light a fire under them.
That should scare the heck out of them. All right,
let's
move over to tax reform.
On health and tax care reform.
Let's move over to tax reform. Is that going on in a parallel universe, in a parallel track?
You know, it is. The good thing about tax reform is that, particularly over the House side, you've got Brady, who is just so passionate about this. And, the trains are moving on that. The White House is moving on that. You know, the thing, again, is the Senate. We just got to continually shore up the Senate and make sure that things don't get sucked. Get totally stuck in a mud hole over there, and they move. So, for small business owners listening, you've got to contact your senators about everything, health care and tax. On the House is not the problem. The White House is not the problem. It's the Senate. And so that's where they need to be hearing from business owners and entrepreneurs.
Well, that's exactly right. And I'll tell you, we've got to get some pressure under these guys. Because if it doesn't happen this year, Karen, there's a whole lot of problems coming up. I mean, they could lose the Senate.
Yeah, again, Jim,
they could lose the House.
They have to show progress.
If they do that, then President Trump will not enjoy his last 2 years under a Democrat Congress.
Yeah,
They'll come after him for every sneeze he makes.
Right. Right, and there's got to be some soldiers in the Senate on the Republican side, those who are going to have close races,
yep,
and just step up and do what's right, for their constituents.
Yep.
And Obamacare is bad. It is bad, bad, bad.
And it's collapsing.
I know. So
get off,
in their favor.
The ship is sinking, folks. Get off of it. SBECouncil.org. SBECouncil. .org is Karen's website, folks. Please check it out later. You'll thank me later when you do. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.